You can go ahead of me if you like.
Oh, I'm not in a hurry.
That's okay. I have some decisions to make still. Don't want to hold anybody up.
Are you sure?
I insist.
Morning. What can I do for you?
Do you still have any tickets to Once Upon a Time?
I'm afraid the express left 20 minutes ago. I can put you on a local with stops in the Enchanted Wood and the Questing Mountains.
I see. I mean, I'm really trying to get to Happily Ever After.
Most of us are. But I'm afraid there aren't any trains that will take you right there.
All right. And I guess the local will be fine.
Okay, then. To get to Once Upon a Time will cost you 10 daydreams and a half-remembered story.
I have an old bedtime story my father gave me.
I can make change for that. Are you, by any chance, the third son in your family?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll be fine anyway. Enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
He won't be fine, will he?
He might be.
But he's not a third son. He won't listen when the talking animals warn him not to drink from the cup, which makes you sleep. He'll just...
Hey now, easy there, easy. It's not all evil witches and dragons. They're not always the most hospitable stories, but there are a fair few where all a body needs to be able to make it through is a handful of friends. That fella looked friendly enough. If he helps the right beggar, or frees the right bird from a hunter's snare, he'll do all right. Of course, if you're that concerned, you could get on the same train. Be the friend who helps him see the pitfalls. When he marries the princess, they'll take care of you for the rest of your days.
I don't think I can afford it.
No daydreams? Not a one?
I left them behind a long time ago.
If you say so. Next in line, please.
Good afternoon.
Hi. We're hoping you have two tickets to Off Into the Sunset.
Oh, that's a lovely ride to take together. Now, we have two packages for that. Do you want the long ride or the whirlwind?
I was hoping we could take the long journey together.
That's what I want, too.
Well, youngsters, that's half the fee right there. You both need to want to take the same trip. Now, how are you planning to pay for the rest?
Well, we have a whole lot of affection.
And there are plenty of laughs and memories in our shared account.
I see. Well, I'm sorry, folks, but that won't be enough, I'm afraid. It's plenty for the short trip, but for the long one...
Wait. Honey, don't we have...
Oh, that's right. We've got this whole bag full of intentions.
Good ones, too.
Oh, I hate to be the heavy, but management won't let me accept those as payment. Really, the short ride can be quite nice.
But we really can't take the long one together?
Not with what you've shown me. You mentioned the shared account. Anything else in that?
Nothing anyone cares about.
Any chance there are any tears?
We don't really like to talk about them. But yes, we have a few.
Tears in a shared account? That'll take you on the long ride. Nice doing business with you, folks. Have a lovely trip.
Thank you.
I didn't do a thing, young man. Take care now.
Management won't let you accept good intentions?
As a matter of fact, no. I won't let myself do that.
I thought so.
You know, Off Into the Sunset isn't a ride you need to take with another person.
It's not for me.
All right, then. Next in line, please.
Hi, I was hoping to get to Inner Peace. Can you help?
Well, yes and no. The terrain's too difficult to build a track on it. The best I can do is get you to the right path. That'll be one commitment, please.
Really? I would have sworn it would take more.
Not to get you to the path. Now, if you want to actually travel that path, I understand the tolls are pretty high. There's a brochure over on that stand. I think they might have a fee schedule.
Ooh, that is a lot of introspection. And do they really expect that much forgiveness?
Well, I can't say for sure, but I expect so. Building peace is never cheap, especially if you want it to last.
I don't know. This might bust my budget. How often does the train go out there?
At least a couple of times a day. It's right near the pass for Inner Truth and Facing Facts, so we get a lot of passengers heading that way.
Well, I want to take this trip, but it's probably not a great time. Can I reserve a ticket for a bit later?
Sure can. That'll be one procrastination, please.
Here you are. See you later.
You will never...
ever see her again? No, most likely not. What about you? I can have you out on an express to the path toward inner peace in the next 20 minutes, if you like.
I try not to carry so much introspection on me. It never ends well. Besides, isn't it a little... selfish?
I don't follow.
So many people stuck in such bad places, and me taking a trip all for myself.
That's one way to look at it. Though I understand there's a back route to inner peace you can get to if you're willing to help some other people up out of rock bottom. But even if that's not the case, I've spent my whole life selling tickets. The way I see it, people sometimes have to go places. That's just how people work. And if you have to go somewhere, might as well be a nice destination you're heading for.
Excuse me. Are you in line?
No. No, you go ahead.
Are you sure? Thank you. I'm just so excited.
That's what a fella likes to hear. What can I do for you?
I need a ticket to a fresh new start.
I'm happy to help. Now, there's several packages. Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry. My family chipped in and gave me this opportunity. That should cover it, shouldn't it?
It will. But did you want the upgrade package? It makes the trip a lot more worth it.
Oh, yes, please. I do. This is a little embarrassing.
What's going on?
I just feel so silly. I've been saving optimism for years to get ready to take this trip. But then this morning, I spilled nerves all over it.
Oh, no need to worry about that. It all spends the same.
Thank you so much. I can't wait.
Well, it's departing soon, so you shouldn't have to. Track 7, right over there.
You're the best. Thank you. And wherever you're going, have a great trip.
Thank you.
Sound advice, you know.
It's not always up to me, though.
Not always, no. How about this time?
Oh, please, feel free to go ahead of me.
Thank you. That's very kind. I'm hoping this will be a short trip. I want to get to my finished manuscript.
I can do that. And how will you be paying today?
Do you take clever dialogue?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Plot outlines. I can get reward points if you take those.
I really wish I could.
Oh, I know. I just got accepted for this world-building line of credit. Any chance...
Miss, I'm very sorry, but the line you're hoping to ride has very strict policies. The only payment I can accept is time.
Time?
You'll have to pay with time to get to the end of the manuscript.
Fine. I was going to use this for some other things, but you live your life and you make your choices, right?
That's what keeps me in business. Track 22, next in line, please.
Are you?
No. No, I'm not ready yet.
That's a shame. I'm not sure I am. Hi. This is kind of an older package I read about. I don't know if you still sell these. Do you still offer the Hero's Journey?
Oh, that is a sale we haven't done for a long time. But the promotion is still good. I should warn you, it's expensive. You have any destiny on you?
No, or at least I don't think so. I went digging for it once as a kid, but I could never tell if I found destiny or just some big dreams.
No, I get that. How about some self-confidence?
I have some of that.
Some? Usually if someone wants to take this trip, they're dripping in the stuff.
Well, to be fair, it's not so much that I want to take this trip. It just seems like the best option.
What do you mean?
Really, I want to get to a problem solved. I know there's other ways to get there, but I kind of feel someone ought to be taking this trip.
And that someone should be you?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm taking the journey because no one else is, but it doesn't have to be me.
It's a rough road, not what you'd call luxury accommodations.
I know.
Well, I'd like to help, but I'm afraid you're still short the fare.
Will you take the rest in this?
Determination? Not many fares I won't accept this in payment for. You probably should have started with this.
I guess I'll know for next time.
Well, there's a lot in this package. It'll take a few minutes for the itinerary to print out.
That's fine. I can wait.
And while we're waiting, how about you, miss? Have you made up your mind, then?
Yes. Can I please have one ticket to anywhere but here?
Is that really where you want to go?
No. But it's all I can afford. This is all I have.
A little bit of fear and a whole lot of regret.
Will that pay for the ticket?
It will, but I don't want to sell you the ticket for this.
Why not?
It won't take but a second. Please, just check your pockets. I'm sure you can find something else if you try.
You won't take my payment?
I will if you insist, but I'm telling you now, you don't want to pay me like this.
What does it matter? As long as I get on the train. Anywhere but here can be a good place, can't it?
I suppose it can be. But a lot of that depends on the journey there. How you choose to take that journey makes all the difference.
Why do you care?
Most people think an outsider can't tell the difference between taking a journey and running away. But most people aren't selling them the tickets.
This is all I have.
I don't think that's true. I think you've been carrying this around so long you've forgotten all the rest you have, but here's your ticket, miss.
Thank you.
The train will be along in a few minutes. If you change your mind, I'll be happy to exchange that.
No.
If you're sure. But I'm not going anywhere. All right, young man, here's your packet.
Thank you. Could you tell me...
You'll find what you want on the back of the ticket, or rather, you won't find what you don't want.
How do you know?
Been selling tickets for a long time. Something you learn.
Wish me luck?
Luck is spare change around here. You'd better go.
Hi.
Hey. Congratulations. Sounds like you've got quite a journey in front of you.
Yeah. My name is John, if that matters.
Of course it matters. I should know a hero's name.
What's yours?
Nora. Why do you ask?
Well, like you said...
What? What are you doing?
I looked on the back of the ticket. It doesn't say anything about being non-transferable.
I can't take your ticket.
You can if I give it to you.
But you... This is your journey.
You heard me say already, it doesn't have to be me.
But why me? Why do you think I should go? That I even could?
Sometimes there's a journey that needs a hero to take it. Sometimes there's a hero that needs a journey to take.
I'm not.
You are, if you take this ticket.
But what about you?
I'll take yours. Anywhere but here could be a nice place to go. And if it isn't, well, it's a destination. Doesn't have to be a stopping point.
I don't think I can do this.
Sure you can. Here, take this too. You'll need something to spend on the trip.
Faith?
Faith. And if you run out, let me know. I'll wire you some more. Here's my card.
All aboard!
You better go.
This is crazy.
Maybe. Feels right to me. Anyway, I have a train to catch.
John, wait. Thank you.
Enjoy your journey, Nora.
You have been listening to The Station, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Nora was Brianna Kuby. The passenger to Once Upon a Time was Andrew Dell. The passengers to Off Into the Sunset were Adam Gastenge and Liz Music. The passenger to Inner Peace was Rebecca Scheimer. The passenger to A Fresh Start was Andy Gastenge. The passenger to The Finished Manuscript was Jill Wenzel. John was Aaron Maker-White. The conductor was Dan Wenzel, and the ticketmaster was Rick Tennant. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.